From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama arrives today in Africa. President Barack Obama arriving today in Nairobi, Kenya, where he'll attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign minister.
For us, it's a defining moment. It truly is a defining moment. It's the first time that an American sitting head of state is visiting our country. It hasn't happened in the 52 years of independence, you know. So it's really a big and huge moment for us.
On Sunday, Mr. Obama will travel up the Rift Valley to become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. He's expected to meet with the prime minister and address the African Union, which is headquartered in Addis Ababa. U.S. Secretary of State Ashton Carter is meeting with Kurdish leaders during an unannounced visit to the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have emerged as one of the most capable forces in the battle against Islamic State militants in northern Iraq's Kurdish region and in neighboring Syria. The U.S. is providing security assistance to the Peshmerga. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria and a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. According to the Prime Minister's office, three F-16s took off from Diyarbakir in southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis. Statement said that jets dropped four guided bombs on a pair of Islamic State headquarters. European regulators have given a green light to the prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. The European Medicines Agency said Friday the drug known as Mosquirix could be licensed for babies and very young children. UN Health Agency says more than 75% of malaria victims are